Our scripture reading continues in the Gospel of Mark. Our passage today is Mark chapter 6, beginning at verse 14 and continuing to verse 29. It's a fascinating passage, the main point of which is to show the continuity between John the Baptist and Jesus Christ. There's differences between them, but Jesus is a true prophet, and when he appears after John the Baptist, his authenticity is being able to be shown through him being similar to John the Baptist, particularly the authority of his preaching and the miracles that he performed. Now, the second thing that happens in the account is we see the death of John the Baptist. By the way, I enjoy this account. It's characteristics of Mark's gospel that he has fewer episodes than Matthew and Luke, but usually he gives more details. And this is one of the more detailed accounts, information we don't have elsewhere, how John the Baptist dies. And what we find here is that the world will often admire God's servants, will even be a little intimidated. Herod is a little intimidated by John. John is fearlessly proclaiming, in this case, Herod's sin, as he's committing adultery with his brother's wife and living in this lascivious manner. But the world, however they may admire us, will often turn against us. And to be in the hands of worldly powers can be a frightening thing, and John the Baptist is callously put to death. Well, the third thing I think of as I read this passage is you often hear today when people talk about these kinds of sins, sexual uncleanness, a lascivious lifestyle, drunkenness, these sorts of things, what they'll say is it's not hurting anybody. You know, it always hurts people. Hurts themselves, and they end up hurting others, and it leads to a loss of self-control. Herod does something that he regrets, but he doesn't have the character to know how to deal with it, and he himself comes under judgment. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning with verse 14 of Mark 6. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some said, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him. But others said he's Elijah, and others said he is a prophet like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For it was Herod who had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to put him to death, but she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly. But an opportunity came when Herod on his birthday gave a banquet for the nobles and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. For when Herod's daughter came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you. And he vowed to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you up to half of my kingdom. And she went out and said to her mother, for what should I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. And she came in immediately with haste to the king and asked, saying, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And the king was exceedingly sorry, but because of his oaths and his guests, he did not want to break his word to her. And immediately the king sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard of it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.